Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the... Okay, I'm not going to say the 1,214th time. I just said
that's
it.
Too many.
I said it anyway.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you know, since 2003, we've done all these shows. Yeah. I haven't figured out how many shows we've done since 2003. So you guys are math majors and brainiacs.
Oh, here we go.
Real smart kids. Figure it out for me. For maybe next week, I can know how many shows we have done since 2003.
Actually, our man in the corner, Zach's on it.
Oh, hey, that's what I'm talking about.
He'll figure it out.
Welcome to School Talk, y'all, and welcome to the students, and welcome to the parents. Welcome back to the staff. Also, welcome back from spring break, and it's awesome to be back in the big house. And the big house on the positive side, because this is a big, 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 big school. A lot of big hearts for our students, but welcome to School Talk. Mainline here, 244-WG, that's 244-9234. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com, and I need more coffee. I definitely need more coffee. I got a big guest in the studio today. He's on his way. I got the superintendent of MSD of Wayne Township. Superintendent Dr. Jeffrey Butts will be our super, super special guest today. He made a commitment last year to be on our show this year a lot of times. And I'm so grateful he takes time out of his busy schedule to come out to the school and talk to us on the airways, give you, the parents and the teachers and the students, an update what's going on in MSD of Wayne Township. Zach's in the corner doing his math. He's got his calculator out. He's got his ruler out. He's got his computer out. He's got his toes. Put your shoes back on. He's kind
of he's getting relaxed.
On his toes.
He's getting relaxed.
That's my style, you know.
I used,
you ever done that? No, you ain't never done
counting
that.
Counting the toes?
You ain't never done
that. No, I've never done that, but that actually sounds interesting to do.
Way back in, I'm already off script, but way back in the day, we used to, you know, when you're little, you're counting your fingers. And I think I counted on my toes. I don't know. That's probably why I didn't finish high school. But anyway, I got my GED while I was in the Marines because they finally said, Emerson, you're in the Marine Corps. Stop counting on your toes. I don't know.
You're going to need those toes. Count them.
Yeah, I definitely need your toes. So, but good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
My Zach in my corner?
Good morning.
All right. I'm glad to have my guys here. Before I get my stuff and things, and school just started for the spring break comeback, what's going on with that little video?
The big board.
Well, going on with the big board today, we got School Talk with Emerson right now. So if you're up and moving and you're listening to the airwaves and want to tune by a station, check out 90.9 for our School Talk. And also, we've got Dr. Jeff Butts on our guest show for today. Also, if that show, if you miss it, it does replay back on Sunday at 2 p.m. So that's a good chance to get the latest update and the latest news on what Dr. Butts has for us. Also, Ben Davis Prom, listen up, May 14th at Lucas Oil Stadium. That is coming very soon. More details and more tickets and details will be coming soon. WBDG, we have our 50-50 marathon coming up May 6th through May 8th. To help, call 317-988-7122. Also, Space Day is April 19th at Ben Davis High School. That is from 5 to 8 p.m. And the last thing on our big board, oh my, I am talking a lot today. National High School Radio Day, April 20th, celebrating high school radios in the U.S.
Cool. What was that?
The Big Board.
That was a lot.
What was that? Dr. Butts is here, folks. We're going to get into that. Zach does this and calculations in the corner.
I thought I heard on Twitter that we're doing 100 straight hours. Did I not read on
the 50 straight hours?
Maybe that was an April Fool's.
Was that a proposal?
Maybe that might have been an April Fool's.
Was that a proposal? Who was that voice? That was the man. He became an educator in 1992 when he began teaching career in Prairie Central High School in Fairbury, Illinois.
Yep.
Welcome to the studio, our superintendent, Dr. Jeffrey Butts. Mr. Patch, hit the magic button.
Whoa. Yeah.
You know what, Emerson, you have so many amazing guests on each week, and the information they present is so phenomenal. I just appreciate the opportunity to be with you today and to have the chance to talk about just an amazing school district, an amazing community, and all the great things happening. This is, you mentioned coming back from spring break. And I'll tell you, from now until graduation is just a dead sprint because we have so many things going on. And this is really my favorite time of the year because I'm starting to hear about all of the schools that our students are being accepted into and talking to families that are transitioning from the elementary schools to our 7th and 8th grade centers and into the 9th grade center, starting to choose the academies that they're going to, scholarship recipients that are coming in, and the amazing awards that our students are receiving. We're, of course, in the final athletic seasons with the spring, and, of course, this weather just plays havoc on baseball, softball, tennis, golf, track, and all of the things that are going on. We have national competitions going on for drumline and for the color guard, and all of the competitions going on with our performing arts, and just some really amazing things happening. And this is a fun time of year because we get to see the culmination of the work that's gone on during the entire school year. So fun time of year.
You know what? And if I can play back my tapes in the Zach in my corner, just basically say we had about 456 shows since 2003. If I can play back those tapes, I've heard your conversation before talking about this time of year, and so that is so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on staff and walking the hallway, we used to hide, the kids used to hide their electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, you were awarded an awesome award along with Mr. Pete Jess.
Yeah.
Push the magic button on y'all. Come on, come on, talk about that for a second. Yeah. There's so much to talk about in 30 minutes. But, you know, if you folks read the news report, you know, MSD of Waynetown Superintendent Dr. Jeff Butts, along with MSD Chief Technology Officer Pete Just, received the Center of Digital Education Top 30 Technologists, Transformers, and Trailblazers Award. That's a mouthful.
Woo!
Say that 10 times.
I don't think we can. Not in this place.
If y'all had a camera, you can see right now, I got an iPad in here. I got two cell phones. I got a computer. And these kids got just another computer over here. Technology in Ben Davis High School are like one-on-one.
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, and I'm just certainly blessed for the nomination that came and the opportunity to work with amazing people that allow me to utilize social media and utilize technology as a tool for our district, not only for learning but also for communication. We do a great job on Facebook and Twitter and other mediums with our website and getting information out to our community, trying to help everybody to know about all of the amazing things happening. And I'm blessed to have the opportunity to have staff members, teachers, and administrators in our schools who are sharing what's happening in their classrooms each and every day, and able to share that out with other people, not only in our community but also around the state and the country. And as a matter of fact, currently, right now, Michelle Eaton, who happens to be also on our staff and is our online specialist, has just received a national award and has been named a next generation leader at the COSIN annual conference, which is just an amazing recognition for her and for our district. She has been instrumental in working with Mr. Eaton, also with Mr. Morrow and our staff to make sure that our online courses that are utilized not only for the Achieve Virtual Education Academy, but also for our summer school opportunities, our Ben Davis Extended Day program, and the curriculum that also happens every day inside of our classrooms online is available, is of the highest quality, and is meeting the rigorous standards that are put forth for our students with the Indiana Academic Standards, and making sure that they're meeting those proficiencies so that we can honestly and accurately determine whether or not they are completely completing those classes successfully. So we just have a great team and a great opportunity in the district for our students to have just, multiple opportunities, multiple pathways for success, whether it be sitting in a classroom being led by one of our amazing staff members or working online, working digitally with one of our staff members. And technology has exploded our opportunity to serve our students and to serve our community. Case in point. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to start the second window of ISTEP, and that begins a week from Monday. And we received over the weekend 70 boxes of materials for third and fourth grade, but those materials were not complete. We received some materials for some other school districts. Of course, that was very concerning, and we're concerned anyway with ISTEP and some of the things that have happened over the last couple of years. And
I don't want to interrupt you, but I can't really say, is it fixed?
It is not fixed. And unfortunately, we have a contract, or the state has a contract with Pearson. It's one more year. The reauthorization of what used to be known as ESEA, the Elementary Secondary Education Act, which also some know as No Child Left Behind, which began in 2001. That. Was reauthorized just this last session with Congress and is now called ESSA. It gives states the opportunity to create some variations and to bring back locally more of the accountability system, the assessment and accountability system that we utilize to determine the success of our schools and our students. And ISTEP will no longer exist as we know it, but we will still have to have some sort of assessment. So we're kind of in this period of flux. And so yesterday I commented on the concerns that we have with the information that we've received with the shipment. Within about 15 minutes, Emerson, of using that or of putting that information out, our district got a call from the Department of Education wondering how they could help us. And, of course, they can't. We've okay. been working with the Department of Education for many months on the concerns that we have with the current ISTEP and the ability for us to administer that online and some of the things that we have found. However, they were very responsive to that. And social media, we wouldn't have had that kind of response. We also got several calls from the media. We would not have had that kind of response prior to the utilization of social media.
Yeah, I was watching some of the news reports and some of the comments from some of the reporters out there in the world talking about how social media has really changed how things are reported. Because back in the day, I'm going to tell my age, 61, I listened to Walter Cronkite. Mm-hmm. So when Cronkite got done talking, he said, that's the way it is. And then gave, that's the way it is. And that's how we thought, that's how it was. And so we waited for Walter Cronkite to come on TV to give us the news. You don't wait for a news person to come on. No.
And part of the problem with that is that information gets out and it isn't necessarily accurate. We used to be able to trust, at least in our own mind, we used to be able to have more trust in the information that came out from social media or from the news, because there were
filters, certainly.
And there were only so many different news services. Now, anybody who has a cell phone, anybody who has a digital device is all of a sudden a reporter and can get any information out, accurate or not. There is no filter. There is no check. And so that's part of what we work on with our students with digital citizenship and being good digital citizens, is being able to navigate through the information that's there and determine what's fact, what's fiction, be able to look at multiple sources so that we can determine where the truth is. It's funny you mentioned Walter Cronkite. This morning I was listening to an old Paul Harvey broadcast, and one of my favorites. And I always loved listening to the rest of the story.
Yeah. Picking the rest of the story, we're going to take about 30 second break. Folks, if this show got so much information packed into 30 minutes. We will replay the show Sunday at 2:00. I'll also be on the internet on the audio boom. You got to listen to the show, because when Dr. Buck comes in, he has so much information, and it comes at you so quick that you got to grasp it all. But we have a thanks to technology, we can play some of this stuff back. All right, come back in about 30 seconds. We'll play some more stuff on School Talk.
What is wrong with you? You're worthless.
Stop trying so hard. It's pathetic.
You're such a loser. Nobody even likes you.
You can't do anything right.
You're the worst person who ever lived.
You're such a freak. Why can't you be more like your brother?
You're a giant waste of space.
What makes you think you can hang with us?
Just hearing your voice gives me a headache.
You're trash. You'll never amount to
anything. God, you're such an idiot.
I wish you had never been born.
This is what bullying sounds like.
Are you listening?
Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk with the awesomeness. The awesomeness, that's the word. I made it up. It was not a word. Dr. Jeff Butts here at the MSD of Wayne Township. According to some of the data we've seen, and it's great, you know, in 2006, our graduation rate was only 65%. Last year, was it 94%?
Yeah.
Woo!
Pretty incredible.
Push that button.
Pretty
man.
Incredible. Whoa!
And to embrace technology the right way, because, you know, you young folks can embrace technology the wrong way, you know, because Twitter, Facebook, you can be so mean and hurt a lot of people. And that's using social media the wrong way. And Wayne Township has shown you, or is showing you, how to use social media the right way. When you get numbers like that, I don't know, can we do better than that this year?
Well,
that's going to be wild.
Sure we can. 100% is always going to be.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, we have, and the great thing, one of the great things about our staff is they don't stop at the end of a student's 12th grade year. Uh-huh. We continue to work with students in that 5th and 6th grade year and traditionally have a 2% increase in graduation after the 5th year and a 1% increase in graduation after that 6th year. So our students, even though they may not make it across that stage after their 12th or 13th year, if you consider kindergarten, they continue on and have opportunities through Ben Davis Extended Day and through Achieve to continue to work towards that graduation certificate and diploma. And I'll tell you, the conversation is shifting. We're talking about high school redesign, and we're looking at the Wayne habits of success and really molding those in together as we look at the future opportunities for our students. And not only are we looking at our students being able to graduate on time with a diploma that matters. And, you know, there's a big conversation this year in the State Department of Education on shifting diploma types, moving away from the Core 40 and the academic honors and technical honors and the general diploma to going with a college and career readiness diploma. That discussion has ended. They did not move to that. That was a discussion they were having with the Commission on Higher Education, and it was determined that we're going to leave the diploma types as they are. So we're not making that shift currently, but we were prepared to make that shift if it was going to occur, beginning with the class of, golly, I think it was 2022 or something. Anyway, the conversation that we're having now is not only having our students graduate on time with options, but making sure that they pursue those options.
Okay.
So
that's huge.
Many of our students will go on, they'll pursue a 2 or 4 year degree. But we also have a tremendous preparation program in Area 31 in the career and technical areas to prepare our students to go into the workforce in high-skilled, high-wage jobs directly out of high school. And that's important because that is an area in our economy, in our workforce, that currently has a very high turnover or high rate of retirements and is in dire need of high-skilled workers, and they just are not out there available. So we're encouraging our students that are not pursuing that 2 and 4 year degree to make sure that they receive those technical certifications and get those industry certifications so that they're ready for those high skill, high wage jobs in the current technical areas. And so lots of options for our students, and we're very excited about that. So not only do we want to graduate on time, we want to make sure that they have a pathway once they get done with the diploma.
See, that's huge. And folks, I'm 61, but people always, back in the day, we used to say, you know, the teachers raised our young people. But parents, you have a responsibility also. One thing that gets me, and this is just Emerson talking, you know, the school does the right thing by putting you in the right classes, but you at the same time make sure you're in the right classes, hanging with the right friends, and making the right the choices. Now, I know I'm just biased here. Wayne Township is definitely the right school. You know, and our teachers, you know, we work hard to protect our kids and students from harm, like Papa Bear and Mama Bear, and your parents got the same responsibility. But your young folks got a part to play in this, too, in making the best choices. And one thing Wayne Township has shown you, and this is me preaching now, is We got some good choices. Mm-hmm. If you can just make the right good choices to make with the Area 31 and the fact that we want you to go to college, but we emphasize trade schools. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go to college. So therefore, you know, everybody don't fit into the same mold. Everybody's different.
You know, Emerson, some of our students can come out and go into a skilled trade in a program that they have worked on at Area 31 and gone through. And we even have an early college high school at Area 31 in partnership with Vincennes, just like Ben Davis University High School does, except on the career and technical side. And they can go out and in the first year be making $50,000, $60,000 easily, working their way up within a couple of years to $80,000 to $100,000. Mm-hmm. And we're adding programs all of the time to make sure that we're being responsive. We just had a conversation with the Indiana Electrical Cooperative looking at preparing our students to be journeyman linemen. And you know, you think about all the storms that we've been having and the power outages. That's some significant income for those students, for those linemen, those journeyman linemen who are trying to put those lines back up, get people reconnected, making that overtime, and they travel. If there's a storm in Ohio and Illinois and you know in Kentucky and you name it, they're traveling and they're working some great hours and getting some great overtime. So and we need those folks. If you've ever had a plumbing problem, if you've ever had a problem with your furnace or your air conditioner, you know how important it is to have a skilled worker out there. And they make good money.
And one thing I also like, you're so right about that, too. And I guess kids can't see down the road a lot. I'm 61 years old, and I struggle. I still struggle because I didn't go to college. And I'm 60 right now. And I'm looking back at my life wishing I would have finished my college time. I still think about going back online, ISU. Mm-hmm. Go blue. at this level as a kid, you don't think about when you're 50 or 60. But I'm telling you right now, you need to think about it, because if you're going to be blessed to live this long, you know, you really need good education to have the good job. And I'm telling folks that right now. That's just me.
Yeah. So we both know the reality. You go to work when you're done with school, whether it be at 18 or 22 or whatever. And you're going to work until 60, 65, 70, depending. My dad's still working. He's 72. He's going to retire in 3 years at 75. He's a teacher and is still teaching and loves it. But he, you know, you're going to work for 50 years, mm-hmm. and you might as well like what you do.
Yeah.
And you can work a number of different ways, and depending on how you prepare yourself will depend on your lifetime earnings, on how well you're setting yourself up for post-work years, the retirement years, and whether or not you're going to have to work during those years. And so the decisions that our students make today in their academics, in their preparation, in doing all the things to get ready, sets them up for what those 50 years are going to look like.
And right. Interesting.
A lot of people change jobs multiple times during that time, but you have more options when you've studied well and you've gotten the grades and you volunteer and you participate in after school activities and those types of things are critically important to setting yourself up for many more options when you get out of school.
We give advice to our kids all the time. Do you give advice to other educational leaders?
You know, I don't claim to be an expert. I try to do my very best and make really good decisions that I think are in the best interest of our district. But I have the opportunity to work with some great educators mm-hmm. across Indiana and across the Midwest. I have the opportunity to be in some leadership positions with our state association. I'll be president here in another year of the School Superintendents Association and past president for the Urban Schools Association and serve on some boards for some civic groups and things like that. So I do have an opportunity to interact with some really great people in our community. And I know you had Representative Macer and Rick Proctor on the other day, and I served with them on the Chamber Board and also Indy Gateway. And so, you know, there's just some really great opportunities to serve with leaders. And so I do. I'm honored when I'm asked to speak to aspiring superintendents and principals and those types of groups, and just hope that I can share some experiences that I've had, both positive and negative, that will help them along their pathway. And I truly believe that everybody has their own pathway, and mine may not be the right one for people, and vice versa.
But the reason I said that, folks, is because proof is in the pudding. And why keep this stuff to yourself? And I always said that, you know, when I talk about speaking, that your life can be the pathway to somebody else. Your life can change someone else's life. And what you're doing here in Wayne Township does not need to be a secret.
Well, we don't, you know,
and it's not.
It's funny. We don't want it to be a secret. And what we found out, of course, during the time in the referendum last spring, a year ago, when we were out and about talking to people, is as much information as we send out, as much communications as we have, there's still a lot of communicating to do with our community and with others to let people know what's happening. Mm-hmm. We have groups. Matter of fact, I was able to host the mayor this week at Wayne Township Preschool. And what a great opportunity that was to have Mayor Hogs at in Wayne Township Preschool, the largest licensed preschool in the state of Indiana, NACE accredited, which is the highest accreditation you can receive nationally, and a level 4 path to quality. And we wanted the mayor to come in and see the Indy preschool and On My Way preschool programs, both the mayor's and the governor's programs that are serving our students in need, and getting them ready for kindergarten, giving awesome. Them those skills yeah. that are going to help to set them up to be successful once they get to kindergarten. And we just had a great visit with him. And I'll tell you, the mayor has been very open. He's been very willing to come out and talk to us. He'll be at Area 31 next week talking to the 40 West Business Association. And so we're you know, I think that's an important conversation yes. for us to have, too. As one of 11 school districts in Marion County, it's important that and a challenge for the mayor to make sure he addresses mm-hmm. all of the areas of Indianapolis, because it is a very large area.
It is. And it's so awesome that we get them early. Got to get them early and got to get the kids early. I tell the parents, you know, if you're going to discipline your child or try to teach your child, now they're eye to eye and you ain't never tried to teach them, you're in trouble. But anyway, that's me talking. Buses yeah. are changing in the fuel or something.
Today we're going to receive our 20 propane fueled buses. We'll have the largest propane fleet in the state of Indiana, and received a grant to help us to purchase those. We're one of the things, and I'm so proud of our staff, Emerson. One of the things we are always looking at doing are basically twofold. One, being more environmentally friendly, and secondly is trying to operate as efficiently as we possibly can. We know that our revenues are not going up. The loss of carrier is going to be huge for our yeah. tax base, and we know that the airport redevelopment is slow going, and so we're not seeing a large increase in our assessed valuation, so we're not seeing a large increase in our tax collections, which means that we need to be more efficient with the dollars that we receive. And so operating on propane fuel not only is more environmentally friendly than our diesel buses, but also is cheaper than operating with diesel fuel. Even though we're in a consortium where we buy fuel with in large quantities and we hedge fuel many months and years in advance, mm-hmm. We still can get a better price on propane because it's so readily available.
Wow.
With all the fracking that's going on across the country, we're able to capture those gases. We looked into compressed natural gas, but the cost differential in purchasing a bus that is a propane bus versus a compressed natural gas bus was vast. And so because we received a grant from the state to help us to purchase these propane buses, it made more sense for us to do that. Now, the question is, well, how do you fill one of these up? Are you taking on a field trip? You're down in Evansville. How are you going to get that thing back? Well, because of the agreement that we have, we will have a fueling station here in Wayne Township at our bus garage, propane fueling station. But when we're away, we make arrangements. So let's say on Saturday we drive down to Evansville. Mm-hmm. We're down there for a contest. We'll make arrangements with a gas company down in Evansville to bring a propane tanker out. And that tanker will pull up to the bus and will fill us up on site while we're down there. So we're not, you know, we don't need to pull up to a gas station or anything like that. They'll come out and fuel us up. They're safer. We don't have to retrofit our transportation center because it's a gas. And so when you think about diesel, when diesel leaks, it goes onto the ground.
Right.
It's liquid. It doesn't dissipate, and it is very flammable. You think about propane. If we get a leak in the propane, and by the way, these are double-protected fuel cells underneath the bus, very, very, very safe. And when they leak, that gas just goes into the air. It's not going to explode. It's not going to catch on fire. It is much safer,
that
actually.
Is safe.
And the reality is it's so far underneath the bus, we're not concerned about any more so than we are with our diesel fuel tank. So very, very safe, be much cleaner burning, and much better for the environment. And to that end, we are very close to having our first Energy Star school. Chapel Hill Woo! Will be our first Energy Star school. Our goal is to have all of our schools at that point, but it just takes time because we have to replace windows and roofs and boilers and HVAC systems and all those types of things. But we're committed to be environmentally conscious and to be environmentally friendly and to do so in the most economical way that we can, utilizing those tax dollars, the limited tax dollars that we have. And we could do a whole show on this, but I know our time is getting to the end.
Well, who's gonna tell us? Superintendent sitting right there.
Jeff.
Mr. Easter is gonna barge in here in a minute.
Very slowly and carefully. Do I dare?
We're gonna see him at the window here in a second, dude.
Okay, but anyway, I can't let you go before I ask this question. Is there anything else that our listeners need to know? Because you said it right the other day. Well, just now you just said it. You know, you got to get the information out there because you got to get it out there any way and every way that you can. And this show is a good advocate for getting information out for Wayne Township. What else, anything else real quickly that our listeners need to know that's going on in Wayne Township you need to know about right now?
Well, of course, we know that there he is. There he is. We didn't get the throat cut. We're in the process, and we've communicated with folks that we are rebalancing our elementary schools. We're trying to get them more evenly distributed with our students, and so there's about 800 of we're trying to get at that 800 mark with our 11 elementary schools, and so those letters have gone out. We're moving some about 425 students around to make sure that we can get that done, and we're doing open houses and those types of things, and so that'll be an ongoing process for us. We did just end our out-of-district enrollment application process, which was set forth by the state and the guidelines that are set forth on that. And those numbers are up. We have about 25 more students that have applied to be out-of-district students in Wayne Township than we have in the past. And we also had kindergarten registration this week, and those numbers are up. So we are seeing very excited to see the increase of people that are wanting to come to Wayne Township,
awesome.
Both from out of district and bringing their kindergartners in. So we're excited. We'll keep watching those numbers and make sure that we have those distributed and have the class sizes that that we need and that best serves our students. But yeah, things are moving in a very positive direction.
That is picking the pies, and I thank you for that. And that's awesome. Folks, you know, I had a bout with prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I had my blood test done last week. Cancer free.
Hey!
Congratulations, sir.
I'm a prostate, but I'm cancer free. Push the magic button. Yeah, I love it. Woo! So I'm encouraging all men 40 and above, get yourself checked out. You know, get the screening. It works when you get options.
That's right.
You can be cancer free again. So I'm just thankful. Thank God I'm here.
Hey, before we go, I have to put in a shameless plug.
I always do those.
This Sunday. Mrs. Butts and I are going to be at the food fight. That's the first food fight I've probably been in since high school.
Oh, here we go.
But our Area 31 Culinary Arts students will be competing against other culinary arts programs across the city, and I think the the central part of Indiana in the food fight at Westminster Neighborhood Services. It's on the east side on New York Street at 5:00, and we're looking forward to supporting our culinary arts students because if you've not had a chance to eat at Harvest and to sample of the cuisine of our students in the culinary arts program, you are missing a great opportunity. So it's open for the public, and certainly encourage you to come in and have a great lunch with our students in the culinary arts program, and we wish them the best of luck this Sunday in the food fight.
Awesome. Always, the reason we're here, and I like running my mouth, but the reason we're here is for the students. This program is student produced. The food is student cooked. So it's all about our kids, y'all. So Dr. Butts, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks again, Emerson.
Keep us posted what's going on in Wayne Township. Folks, the show plays back Sunday at 2:00, audio boom on the internet, because a lot of data, a lot of information to help you stay strong in Wayne. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Y'all got to go to class, don't you? Well, to send them to class. You know why? Because to our parents and to our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves. That don't even sound right, does it?
Doesn't sound like the Emerson we know.
I know. I'm just really grateful to be back this time. I'm just glad to be on the radio. But students, remember, your future is in the hands of ones you hang with. Okay to be the copycat, just copy the right cat. Copy Dr. Butts. I mean, he's talking the right stuff, doing the right stuff, making the right move. And I'll say it. Can kids still transfer into Wayne now, this late in the game?
No, April 4th was our deadline, but they're certainly welcome to move into Wayne Township, and then they can come without having to make a transfer.
Okay, all right. So that's what I want to say. Wayne, we got it going on. It ain't broke. You can't fix it. Come on and join us here on the west side. Young man, be a man. I can't stand it. You know where I can't? Pull up your pants. Ugh. I saw something on the internet, Dr. Buzzline, and you probably can't say nothing, but it was a job fair. And there were kids sagging at a job fair. How you going to go to a job fair to get a job and you're sagging? Don't even dress to be at a... You don't even dress properly to go to a job fair. I mean, parents, that's your responsibility. That's just me talking. I just can't... I don't understand it. You know, you're going for a job. You want to do your best, look your best when you're going for a job. They don't know you from a can of paint, well, and you show up with your pants. I know smart kids sag.
You know what I've said.
I know doctors.
If our yeah. students are watching, become a hip surgeon.
Yeah.
Because the way the students have to walk, keep their pants down or up or whatever it is, they're going to have hip problems.
That is so true.
Become a hip surgeon.
That is so true.
It'll be a workout there.
And that ain't that. People just. Yeah. The fad's over.
The joints aren't meant to do that.
Joints aren't meant to do that. And they don't make. That don't make no sense.
You know, nobody wants to see their drawers.
No one wants to see it. It's over. Done. Mm-hmm. Just get. And I know smart kids sag, so I ain't saying they're stupid kids. They just do stupid stuff. But that's just stupid. It just looks stupid. Okay. I'm sorry.
Pull them up.
Pull them up. Bruce is pressed on School Talk. Next to the views of MST of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School Giant, 90.9. Then my views and views of my guests. I'll be back next week with, I think a Counselor Feaster's going to call in next week. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to her in
a while. She's got a job fair coming up on the 19th.
Yep. Oh, she got a job fair. You better pull your pants up, go on her job. I just might show up at that job fair and pull some pants up. You know, me and
Can
security.
Can I join you on that? You know,
probably need security.
I got you.
Oh,
we got you,
son. Take some zip ties. You can zip tie.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, we'll see you next week on School Talk.